On 90.3 KECU, I'm David Whitrock. Watsonville needs to clean up Pinto Lake. The popular recreation spot is plagued with toxic algae that not only smells bad, but can also make people sick. To make matters worse, the solutions are more expensive than this cash-strapped city can afford. KECU's Krista Almanzon reports.
On a peaceful weekday morning, 20-year-old Juan Perez casts his fishing line out into Watsonville's Pinto Lake.
Come out here whenever I can.
Like many locals, Pinto Lake City Park has been a fixture in his life since childhood. Some people grew up playing Little League on the nearby ball field. Others fed the ducks and now bring their own kids to do the same. Perez has been fishing off this jetty since he was 8.
There's a good amount of fish. Bass, crappie, bluegills.
He fishes for sport, catch and release, except last month when he caught more than 100 pounds of carp, winning the $50 prize in Watsonville's monthly carpageddon competition. At the city's request, those fish did not go back into the lake. Carp contribute to the lake's problem with a toxic blue-green algae called cyanobacteria. The algae feeds on phosphorus, and the bottom-feeding carp stir up phosphorus in the lake.
So if we can reduce the amount of carp in the lake, we can theoretically reduce the amount of phosphorus getting into the water column.
That's Robert Ketley. He's senior utilities engineer with the city of Watsonville. Walking out on the boat dock, Ketley stops to point out the algae.
That's the nemesis.
Right there.
That is it. This is actually a good day at Pinto.
He boards a boat far from the algae, which stays green floating on the surface of the water and turns blue after it dries on shore. The problem goes back decades, but has gotten worse in recent years.
The problem really manifests in a most profound way in the fall months, and that's when you'll come down here and the lake will look luminescent green and will have an odor that you'll either distinguish as gym bag or manure.
Heading out onto the small lake, he explains the problem is worse in the rainy season. That's when the lake gets hit with runoff from nearby ag fields and from homes that surround the lake. So the city plans outreach. Ketley points to houses that line one side of the lake where they'll be working with homeowners to address leaky septic systems.
Whereas on this side, we'll probably be focusing more, because they don't have the septic system, we'll probably be focusing more on landscaping. You know, do you really need to have that uber green lawn?
But outreach and the carpageddon competition will only go so far in addressing the blue-green algae problem. More solutions need to be researched, including the potential of treating the lake with a chemical compound called alum.
Alum is basically, for want of a better expression, one of the constituents of Maalox. And what happens is when you put alum into a lake, it binds up the phosphorus in the water column and then creates a barrier on the bottom of the lake over the sediments so that phosphorus from the sediments can get up into the water column.
Ketley says the alum treatment and further research will cost several hundred thousand dollars, money the city doesn't have. Watsonville hasn't recovered from the economic downturn when it had to cut staff and city services. So Ketley applied for a grant from the State Water Resources Control Board. He says the lake is the perfect laboratory lake for others to learn from.
It's not so small that any scientific work that's done on it can't be extrapolated out to other lakes and watersheds, but it's not so large that that scientific work becomes cost prohibitive to conduct.
Back on shore, Patricia McQuaid is eager for a solution. She runs Pinto Lake Park for the city and has made changes because of the blue-green algae. First, she no longer rents boats to families with kids.
Can't do that. We can't let them on the water because a kid has to put their hands over the side of the boat, right? Then they're going to put their hands in their mouth.
And that's a problem, since the algae produces a toxin that, when touched or ingested, can cause everything from nausea to liver damage, though no one has gotten sick yet. In her office, McQuaid pulls out a thick binder.
So look at this.
It's filled with waivers signed by boaters before going out on the lake.
Which says right here, rashes, allergic reactions, gastrointestinal upset, exposure can result in serious illness or death. At high levels.
McQuaid recently helped start the group Friends of Pinto Lake. It plans to keep this problem on the forefront of the community's mind until there's a solution that saves this ancient lake.
I mean, when you think how hard we work to save a redwood, maybe 300 years old, something like that. This is 8,000 years old. So we have to do it.
It could be months before the city knows if it will receive the grant to try treating Pinto Lake. In the meantime, the carp again fishing competition continues. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.